Chapter 6. Inez was in the kitchen when I came up the back stairs, and she opened the door before I had a chance to knock. I could tell she had been crying. She had wiped the tears from her cheeks, but I could see the marks under her eyes. "How are you, Inez?"
"I'm making out," she said, not looking at me.
"You know why he sent for me?"
"Mr. Sam coming here at 5.
I glanced at my watch. It was 5:10.
"Can I get you a cup of coffee?" Inez asked.
"No, thanks."
"You want to sit down?"
She still did not look at me. "I'm all right. I don't mind standing." I remembered how my aunt and Miss Emma had stood the night before.
"I don't know," Inez said, shaking her head. "I just don't know. Now Mr. Lewis in there trying to get a bet."
"A bet on what?"
She looked at me directly for the first time. She had large eyes, brown and kind. I could see traces of tears that she had tried wiping away.
"You can't get him ready to die. Henri Pachot didn't take that bet, did he?"
"I left him in there talking.
Mr. Lewis say he got a whole case of whiskey he can bet on."
"Henri Pachot, he ain't betting against you. He ain't betting on you neither."
"Smart man." Inez looked at me sadly. I didn't know if it was because of my cynicism or the task I had facing me. She went back to the stove. With a dish towel, she lifted the lid of one of the pots, and I could smell a strong scent of onion, bell pepper, and garlic. She raised the lids on two other pots, but still the odor of the onions, pepper, and garlic pervaded the room. Inez left the kitchen. I heard her knock on the library door, and I could hear her and Henri Pachot talking. Then she came back into the kitchen.
"How's Lou?"
she asked me.
"She's all right," I said.
"I left her there with Miss Emma." I thought about them sitting at the kitchen table at Miss Emma's house. I had gone home after school to drop off my satchel, and when I did not find my aunt at home, I figured she was keeping Miss Emma company. I found them at the kitchen table, shelling pecans into two big aluminum pans. I could see that neither my aunt nor Miss Emma had any intention of going up to Henri Pachot's house with me.
"But if you need me to hold your hand, I'll be glad to go," my aunt said.
"I don't want him doing nothing he don't want do,"
Miss Emma repeated the old refrain I had heard about 100 times the day before. I didn't answer them. I was angry already, and I knew things would have just gotten worse if I had said anything else. I went back outside and got into my car and drove up to Pachot's. Now I looked at my watch again. It was 5:15. No Sam Guidry and no one else, except Inez, had come into the kitchen to say anything to me. Each time she returned from the library, Inez seemed more agitated. I knew she was feeling sorry for me. At 5:30, we heard people entering the house off the front gallery. Inez left the kitchen to meet them. She spoke to Edna Guidry, then to Sam Guidry, and to one or two other people. I could hear them talking as they came into the house. Inez returned to the kitchen with 2 empty glasses to be freshened. She added 4 glasses to her tray. She took that to the library and came back.
"I'm sure it won't be too long now," she said. She knew how I felt, and she was trying to encourage me. It was 6:15.
At 6 o'clock, Edna Guidry came back in the kitchen, a tall woman in her early 50s. She had light brown hair, a narrow face, and gray eyes. She wore a shapeless black dress, gray stockings, and low-heeled black shoes.
"Well, Grant! Grant, how are you?" she said, smiling and coming up to me with her hand out.
She stopped a good distance back, and I had to lean forward to shake her hand, which was long and bony and cold from her glass.
"Why, Grant," she said, "I just do declare, I haven't seen you in God knows how long. Been 2-3 years, I'm sure, wouldn't you say?"
"About that long, Miss Edna," I said.
"God, yes," she said. "Why, you're looking just as fine, like you're living the good life, doesn't he, Inez?"
"He's looking just fine, Miss Edna," Inez said from the stove.
"Well, tell me all about yourself," Edna Guidry said to me. "How've you been?" "No, no need to tell me. I can see you doing just fine. But how is Lou? Why doesn't she come to see me? It's been how long?" "Oh, I bet you it's been 8 months. and living so close. You tell Lou I say make you bring her to my house so we can sit down and talk. Lord have mercy, do.
She turned from me to Inez.
Mr. Henri says you may serve any time now, Inez.
Yes, ma'am, Inez said.
Edna turned back to me.
Grant, please tell Emma how sorry I am about Jefferson. I would do it myself, but I'm just too broken up over this matter. I ran into Madame Gropé just the other day. Lord, how sad she looks, just dragging along. Poor old thing. I had to put my arms round her.
Edna drank from a glass.
Tell Emma I'm sorry. I'm sorry for both families. I hear you would like the privilege of visiting Jefferson.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll leave all that up to you and the sheriff, she said. He'll talk to you after supper.
She turned to Inez.
Inez, is there anything that I may help you with?
No'm. I got everything under control, Inez told her.
Well, in that case, I may as well help myself to another quick shot.
She poured about 2 ounces of bourbon into her glass and added ice cubes. After drinking half of it, she went back to the library.